May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In light of the gospel reading, this wasn't what I was going to talk about, but Deacon Ron read was that interesting passage about when Jesus cleanses the temple. He actually cleanses the temple twice. But when he cleanses the temple and he said, this was built to be a house of prayer, but you've made it into a den of thieves. One of the things I believe the Lord showed me years ago was that if you read Israel's history, there was a season where it just stopped being a house of prayer. And I believe that the reason it became a den of thieves is because it stopped being a house of prayer. And so if I were to ask you this question in the West, the answer, I know what the answer would be, but if I were to ask the question in light of Christian history, and the majority of the people who've made up the church, which is more important, a person's prayer life or their time in the Word? And every Westerner and every person from Western culture would say, well, the Word. But you have to remember that it wasn't until, what century, Craig's a historian, that the printing press was like in the teens. How much? 16th century. That written, the Bible wasn't accessible to most believers. That's 1,600 years in church history. Think about that. For 1,600 years, people didn't own their personal Zondervan version of the New Testament. They trusted in authority. The word passed it down. They had fragments. Churches had it. Now, did that get abused at times? Yes, but God is still sovereign and Lord, isn't he? And you add on top of that, about 90% of Christians throughout the 2,000-year history of the church were illiterate. Christianity was religion of the poor. Not the wealthy and the rich, but of the poor. Now, I'm a Bible teacher, and I love teaching the Bible. And we talk about standing on the Word all the time. But the reality is that most Christians throughout church history had no access to the Bible. But every Christian throughout church history could pray. Now, if we believe in a supernatural God, and you say, well, without the Word, people are going to get into error. There have been more heretics and more heretical religions come forth out of Christianity since the printing press than before. Because they would just take scriptures and create their own theology, things like Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and stuff like that in our day, but many, many, many. And so having the Bible doesn't necessarily prevent that. If it's in a person's heart, it's in their heart. If they're deceived or demonic, it's there. But we believe that God is sovereign. We believe he does miracles and signs and wonders. And if you read church history, it's just amazing how God kept the church generally in line for 2,000 years. And part of it was because the church. When I hear people talk about that organized church or accountability is irrelevant, that's the most dangerous thing in the world. Because that's the one thing the church never did without. But the point being is, if God allowed that kind of environment to happen throughout these 2,000 years, for 1,700 years, what was more important for a believer in their walk with the Lord, prayer or scripture? Again, I would say prayer. Because every person can pray, regardless of whether they can read or write, whether they're dirt poor. And we've been in places in the world where they were more than dirt poor. In places like Burundi, the average income, not among the poor, average income in the whole population is $25 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. And you can find that in places all over the world. It's so poor. But everybody, no matter what your station is, you can pray. You can cultivate intimacy with him. There, you can live life in the secret place. As a matter of fact, my experience has been is that when you have a people who specialize in Bible study almost exclusively, they're about 2 miles wide and about an eighth of an inch deep. Because that's where God cultivates depth. Now again, I'm a Bible teacher. I've taught so many times over the years, I'm tired of hearing myself talk. And that's how much I like the Bible. So just part of my calling, I dare say I've spent thousands and thousands of hours in Scripture. So I believe it's without error, and I thank God for it every day. But I would say to you that that place became a den of thieves, not because people didn't read from the Old Testament. They read from it every day in the temple because it stopped being a house of prayer. In that place where God can communicate spirit to spirit with you, it's so significant. It's not diminishing the word. I'm not saying that. We teach the word here every single day. I'm just saying that prayer, haven't you kind of figured out that it's easy to spend 10 minutes in the word, but you can't spend 10 minutes in prayer? That prayer seems to be the hardest thing you've ever done consistently in the Christian life. Because the enemy knows if he can keep you from that secret place, you become a habitation of things you don't want to be a habitation of. It stopped being a house of prayer, and therefore it became a den of thieves. It didn't become a den of thieves, and therefore it became a house of prayer. It stopped being a house of prayer. It's because they stopped being a house of prayer that it became a den of thieves. Don't let that happen in your own walk. Lord, cause your word to go deep into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.